U.S. vows to defend sovereignty as China enacts ethnic unity law. Washington. The United States says it is ready to defend its sovereignty as China's ethnic unity law, which aims to promote a shared national identity aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, comes into effect. The law, which went into force on July 1st, has sparked concern among the international community as governments and analysts caution that it could give Beijing greater justification to target people beyond its border. Under the legislation, officially known as the Ethnic Unity and Progress Promotion Law, schools from kindergarten onward are mandated to teach children in Mandarin Chinese, including those serving ethnic minority groups such as Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Mongolians. It rejects outside forces that criticize Beijing in the name of ethnicity, religion, or human rights. Any organizations and individuals outside China's territory could face legal action if their activities were deemed to threaten national unity or incite division, the law states. This problematic law imposes sweeping obligations on individuals, institutions, and organizations, including those outside China's borders, to actively promote the Chinese Communist Party's ethnic unity agenda, or face retaliation from Chinese authorities, a State Department spokesperson told the Epoch Times in a statement. The United States will safeguard our sovereignty and defend individuals from the overreach of foreign governments and regimes trying to silence, intimidate, harass, harm, or coerce them within our borders. Transnational repression concerns. Governments worldwide, including the European Union, have expressed alarm about the Chinese law's global reach. The European Union said China needs to respect its international and constitutional commitments. We call on any third country to refrain from attempts to conduct transnational repression within the European Union or elsewhere, a EU spokesperson told the Epoch Times. The EU opposes the extraterritorial application of third country legislation in breach of international law. German Foreign Office's Asia-Pacific chief, Frank Hartmann, also noted the law's implications with great concern. Hartmann said the law could further restrict cultural and religious rights. He noted it will not only affect Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Mongols, but also religious minorities such as Christians. Mandatory Sinicization undermines ethnic identity, freedom of religion, as well as the right to minority language education, he said on X on July 1st. He added that Beijing needs to fulfill its national and international obligations to protect human rights and the rights of minorities. The EU spokesperson noted that these rights are covered in China's constitution and that upholding them is also part of Beijing's commitment within the United Nations framework. Both the House and Senate now have resolutions highlighting the law's risks of transnational repression. Beijing's message is chilling. Abandon your faith, forget your language, obey the party, or face punishment, even abroad, Representative Chris Smith, who introduced the House resolution, told the Epoch Times in a statement before the measure's release. The Interparliamentary Alliance on China, a coalition of legislators from 31 countries, including the United States and Britain, condemned the law's adoption and implementation as a flagrant breach of basic fundamental rights. This law does not foster progress. It further entrenches persecution, both within China and abroad, the group said in a statement on X. They pointed to the law's extraterritorial provisions, warning it threatens not only Chinese activists, but all researchers, journalists, civil society members, and politicians who dare to tell the truth. We urge all democratic governments to condemn and oppose this repressive law with every tool available, the group said. The law is particularly worrying for Taiwan, a self-governing democracy claimed by the Chinese regime. Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te on July 1st said the egregious law represents the CCP's further escalation of long-arm jurisdiction and transnational repression. He highlighted that the Taiwanese government has already documented more than 100 cases of transnational repression by the CCP. With the new law, Beijing is likely to intensify such efforts, creating a climate of fear and coercing Taiwanese people into submission, he added.